I'm David Ford, University of North Carolina School of the Arts, School of Filmmaking, Professor of Cinema Studies. Dale Pollack is back with his amazing Movie A Day blog. It's packed with Dale's informative short essays about the films he sees and what he finds interesting about them.
I'm teaching a class in film noir called New Perspectives on Film Noir, which I find is a genre that our students really relate to, both aesthetically and sort of culturally. And I teach a 3-year series of the history of animation classes for our new animation students in the film school. We now have a full animation program that does both hand-drawn, digital, and puppet animation. So this term I'm teaching the history of experimental and stop-motion animation.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
Well, it is. And, you know, for students who are really gearing to go into the commercial film business, being able to see these non-commercial films, abstract, experimental, really wild stuff that starts in the 1920s and goes right up until now, there are still a lot of artists working in this medium, I think has really been educational for them and showed them that there is another path other than simply going to work for Pixar or Disney, that you can do work on your own. A lot of what we've been looking at are what we call direct animation, where animators work directly on the film stock. So they're scratching, painting on raw film stock. They're painting the soundtrack by putting paint where the optical track goes. You create electronic sound. A lot of this was pioneered by a great Canadian animator named Norman McLaren, who just died in the 1980s. But had an amazing influence on animators all over the world in terms of this style of direct animation.
Can you give me some perspective on the time commitment in terms of hours in some of those early animated films, going back to Disney's early stuff when they had teams of animators there just doing the physical drawings?
Well, you know, it usually takes an animation crew 2 to 3 years to do a feature film, even in our era of computer-designed imagery. It's a very time-consuming process because you have to build the characters and absolutely not only every movement they make, but everything that affects them. So the hair in the wind, the clothing. These are all real challenges for computer animation. They're actually easier in hand-drawn animation, but of course they took even longer in hand-drawn animation.
I can't remember the name of the film now, but there was one recent one with a little redheaded girl where they developed a whole software just for her hair.
Yeah, that was in Brave, the Pixar movie. And that film was also remarkable for the way, for the first time, grass and landscape was treated in an unbelievable way. I think Brave is the high point in animation history of how a natural landscape can be rendered by a computer.
Oh, I got to sit in on that class. Let's see. Oh, yeah. You've produced 13 feature films,
right,
as some of our listeners may not know, working with some of the biggest stars in the business, talking about Paul Newman, Shirley MacLaine, Denzel Washington, Queen Latifah. What's the best part of that world?
Well, the best part of the world is when you see a director yells action, and an actor who may have not been in a great mood before then and maybe not the nicest person to the crew all of a sudden transforms and gives you a performance that you can't believe. And they yell cut, and they're back to who they were. And, you know, you don't see this in stage acting where you have to build a performance over an entire evening and you're getting feedback from the audience all the time as you're building that performance. Film actors have to be on the money whenever the director says action. They have to pull up emotions from different parts of the story, different times when the scenes are actually filmed. So you may have an actor doing a very emotional scene about the death of a child. The death of that child hasn't been filmed yet, but that actor still has to summon up the emotion. So when I could see Paul Newman or Kathy Bates or Tommy Lee Jones or Shirley MacLaine just be right on their mark and right where they needed to be emotionally, it was always an amazing and transformative thing to witness.
University of North Carolina School of the Arts, School of Filmmaking, Professor of Cinema Studies, Dale Pollack. You can hear him Friday at 1 and Sunday at 4 on this week's Triad Arts Weekend, where he'll discuss modern movie merchandising. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.